The renaming was recommended by a Blue Ribbon Commission that led to Council's vote earlier this year to remove a statue of Lee. That move has been halted for at least 6 months by a lawsuit and has caused a great deal of controversy, including a recent white nationalist gathering. In the intervening months, counselors are moving forward with several other attempts to more fully and accurately recognize African Americans. On Monday, they began discussions about the language to include on new, more historically accurate signs to be installed in the parks as soon as possible. Counselors also discussed a memorial to victims of lynching in the area, including John Henry James, an African American accused in 1898 of assaulting a white woman. Just west of Charlottesville, near the current entrance to the Farmington Country Club, a crowd of white men dragged James from a train, hanged him from a tree, and repeatedly shot him, according to news accounts. Mayor Mike Signer implored the public to come forward.
And I would invite the community, anybody who's still watching, and we can to let us know any other names you might have from the history of this area at all.
The vote to rename the parks is expected at the next city council meeting, Monday, June 5th. For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.